to our colleagues from Duke's Touch and your team. I'm not sure if compliments are still in order, it'll be too late for compliments, but our sentiment is not late. So compliments of the new year to you, Judge, and your team. Also to our colleagues from Correctional Services, compliments. We are expecting a very tight year. I think we have just under 6 weeks left to do our business. So we might be pressurizing you a bit more than we normally pressurize you for the simple reason, ladies and gentlemen and judges, we have a legacy report that we have to submit. And that legacy report has to talk to our experience over the past 5 years, but also as a handover to our successors if they so wish. So there might be times where Cindy would be saying, please, we have this outstanding. Might not be useful for this committee to rate on, but it will be important for us to have it recorded in our legacy report. For instance, and I'm talking about parties, we received a letter from some NGO saying that your meeting of September, sometime October, the department and JICS indicated that they will give you a report on the Mangaung. You recall we had that Mangaung problem where people were allegedly ejected. And I'm sure that DDS and Sweet Under Correction had indicated they will give us a report by November. I think JICS had said they were working on their report. So sometimes we will be asking for those type of things for our legacy reports. I'm just using it as an example. But certainly, Cindy will try and highlight those areas that we think we'd want to put in our legacy report. We might not have time to deal with them, but we certainly have need time to incorporate them in our legacy report or a handover report for the incoming committees. Also to members, we, after our deliberations, we drafted a letter based on your discussion around the budget. Cindy will make copies if members can just enrich that letter. If you think it's necessary, let's have it back tomorrow because then we will sign it and submit it to the House. But you'll get copies of our initial draft. If you want to add it, please do that before close of the meeting tomorrow. If nothing comes forward, we will submit that report. We try to capture the sentiment of the meeting.
Yes, it is.
So that deals with that business. You'd also receive the members, the oversight report or recommendations sometime during the next few days. We're hoping to adopt that next week. And a set of outstanding minutes for yesterday and possibly for today. So that would be some of the stuff that you would be getting.
Thank you,
becoming hard and fast because we really don't have time as a committee. So we'll hand over then to you, Baba Solana, and your team. We have, if memory serves me correctly, just asked you guys over and above your report just to give us some sort of a analysis of the trends for the quarter. I'm not sure that it's in the report, but if you guys would do that, to say, you know, it's moving towards deterioration in terms of gang violence, for instance, or it's moving in the right direction, again, for our legacy report, again, for common seller, for the new committee. They don't have to accept it, but we will give it to them. So if you can give us some sort of a trend analysis of some of the areas that you see, whether it's going in the right direction, the wrong direction. I think of things like abuse that you guys normally highlight, things of whether the department is actually cooperating with you. You've always highlighted that we've submitted to the department but did not come back to us. We'd ask you to go and find each other. Sufficient analysis so that members can, if they so wish, incorporated in our own legacy report. We thrive on being as fair as possible in our reports. We really don't need it. We can write a report based on our own view, but it's always helpful if we afford you an opportunity to say these are your thinkings so that we incorporate it and we don't surprise you with our legacy report that we have to submit shortly. So if those things can be just borne in mind. Having said that, we will allow you to and I'm looking at members, do we allow, other than just to give his opening remarks, the department go through their report, or do we ask them to give an executive summary and we get straight into the meat? I'm looking at how the committee wants to. We've received and we've had this report for a while. Maybe we can, if members are clear on what they want to zoom into, we then can just zoom into it and then you field the questions. Alternatively, they give us an overall executive summary, and then I'm looking at members as to how you want to manage it. But that, Judge Ewald, was your opening remark. Baba, so.
Thank you, Chairperson, and good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. I think, Chairperson, they must give us an executive summary, and then an overall summary so that when we're zooming in, we know what we want to do. No, Chairperson, thanks.
All right, that we'll hand over to you for any opening remarks if you so wish. Otherwise, your team can just summarize the content of this. Members have gone through it, and then they will zoom into questions which we'd hope you'd field. Our colleagues from TCS are normally observers. I'm not sure if there's any comments you want to make, but you're normally observers because your quarterly has been postponed to the 19th. But if the leader of the delegation wants to say one or two things because it's the first meeting, we really don't have a problem. Maybe we should start with you if you have. Then hand over to the judge and his team and the secretariat. I'm not sure if TCS has any opening remarks. But your session has been postponed to the 19th because of the Lakota this week. I'm not sure if you want to have any opening remarks, Mr. Chair. Very much. Charge over to you and your team, sir.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman. You made mention in a note that I must, as much as possible, ask people in chiefs who are relevant to the report or who have a contribution to make to present at this meeting.
Mm-hmm.
So I have these people sitting here. They represent various aspects of the report. Mine is a short one because I didn't do the reporting, the detailed reporting of all the incidents which took place. Safe to say that during this period we were discussing, I had to visit a number of areas. There were lots of meetings, stakeholders meetings, where the previous annual report was dealt with, and in these meetings there were members of the community present. We went to Mpumalanga, to look up Leopold, to East London, and Devon. There are some other areas where the acting CEO went on his own. But what is important is that we're explaining the role of SIGS and what we have been doing. And we were well received in all these areas. We went into the National Offenders Cultural Festival at Olivet and Devon. This was a function of DCS, and they invited me to attend, and I did attend. Now, of importance is that the complaints we've been making all along about the financial situation, it has been to some extent alleviated. After I had a meeting with the acting CEO of DCS, with the minister, the acting CEO of DCS asked me to tell the NCO to meet here to discuss this question of the financial situation, which is my son did, and as a result, we've been given some funds from DCS, but Mrs. Masondo will give details of that. What was pending in the last meeting we had was the report on Mangaung, Tanzania, and Devon, where that in all these three cases that violence, in some instances people had died. I'll ask my colleagues to give a report. They compiled a fresh report. I don't think it's contained in the report here, the details. The other thing is that I wanted to, before I hand over to my colleagues, the perennial complaint about not getting feedback from GCS, where we have reported matters. You see that, notice that in our report, there are lots of instances where the last column is blank. We are trying to devise a method whereby we could get these reports or responses from DCS. Mr. Ryder has assured me, and he has given me the latest, which could supplement page 8 to 20 of the preliminary report, where responses have been received from DCS in quite detail. And ask Mr. Ryder to deal with that. He'll deal with that and also deal with the Malawi situation. When he's finished, I'll ask a professor to deal with the question of Tanzania, the report on Tanzania. But before these colleagues give detailed reports on these issues, I'll ask the acting CEO to give his report first, Mr. Masondo.
Good morning, good afternoon. As the Honourable Chairperson has said, to the compliments are still in order. A compliment of the new season. Good afternoon to our judge, Buga Shabalala, to our Honourable Chairperson, Honourable members of the Portfolio Committee, colleagues, and everyone present. Chairperson, our report forwarded to members provides in detail the administration of inspectorate. I trust members have an opportunity to peruse the document, as the chairperson has said that they had an opportunity of having the document beforehand. In brief, the summary of our report is as follows. Under administration, finance and supply chain management, budget. The inspectorate received a budget of 31,606,600 for the current fiscal year. Then for the quarter that we are reporting, we have utilized 9,210,681.06. With regard to our requested budget for 2014-2015, as the judge has alluded, we are informed that 44,668 was allocated to JIGS for 2014-2015, which provide us with an additional 8.3 million to cater for a new structure as it was approved by the minister. Of course, I would have to mention that we requested about 16 million, but we were given 8 million, which is almost half of what we requested. Then we had to prioritize in terms of now which posts are going to be filled in order to cater for this 8.3 million. Property management. The inspectorate's central management region in Bloemfontein has been allocated suitable accommodation in a building which is occupied by the Department of Public Works, and this is known to the members of parliament. The eastern and southern management regions are still busy liaising with the Department of Public Works regarding the procurement of suitable office space in their respective regions. And the eastern management region, which is Durban, Durban Regional Office, an advert was placed on a tender bulletin as well as on local newspapers on the 6th of November 2013. And the chosen date was on the 4th December 2013. We are waiting for it. Then in terms of the southern management region, the lease is about to end this March, end of March 2014. We are still waiting for public works to procure office space for that region. Then in relation to the human resource management, we only have one vacancy on the fixed establishment. The post of senior ICCD training officer is vacant and it was advertised. There was one contract appointment for the period under review and one contract employee who resigned because she got a permanent post in the Road Accident Fund. As we have mentioned earlier, Honorable Chairperson and members, that this question of having contract workers, it was and is still a thorn in our flesh because we lose such people for other departments because they are looking for lucrative posts and also permanent posts, hence they are leaving. And update on the labor-related matters. There were two final written warnings issued for the quarter, one for the misuse of movable property of the state, one for bringing the name of the judicial inspectorate into disrepute. One employee, which is CEO, is still under suspension since 12th September 2013. Then coming to the suspension of the CEO, Section 88, Subsection A, Paragraph 4 of the Correctional Services Act 111 states, any matters relating to the misconduct and incapacity of the CEO must be referred to the National Commissioner by the inspecting judge. And that was done. Then I was informed by DCS that the investigator relating to this case is done with the report and that the set report is with them, meaning the DCS, for further handling. And I guess, Chairperson and Honorable Members, it's proper also to mention that today I received a call from Dr. Mbuli, who said to me they are appointing an initiator for this case, and they also requested the details of the CEO so that they will issue him with the crafted charges. New post establishment. In the last portfolio committee meeting, it was mentioned that there will be engagement between myself and the acting national commissioner of CDS, CDC Finance, regarding funds needed to fill the new post on the post establishment. I would like to provide an update on this matter. I met with Mrs. Marika and Mr. Mukwena on the 8th November 2013 to discuss our funding requirement. I also met with Mr. Tongwane from work study of DCS on the 22nd November 2013 to discuss also the very same issue. In January 2014, we were informed that we will unfortunately only be allocated a total number of 8.3 million, as I have alluded to you, Chairperson. Then upon receiving this news, I then met with the staff of JICS, and then we discussed which posts are critical so that we'll be able to start with those posts. Then after, we will then all the remaining, which it was plus or minus 5 million, it will go straight to contract workers whom we are, will try our level best to appoint those posts on permanent. And those that are not covered, we will continue with the, with their contract until we manage to get the other remaining amount. And then also we came up with a list of all of those people that I've just mentioned, and the list will be forwarded to DCS so that they will request Treasury to create this post on paper. The rest of the posts that could not be funded, as I said, will continue to be funded under the contract as we are doing it, Honourable Chairperson and members. Then under complaints, processing and monitoring and investigations, inspections and investigations, the inspectorate conducted inspections at 14 correctional centres. 4 investigations were conducted for the quarter, and investigations also were done or conducted for Mangaung and Durbanville, which, as the judge has said, Mr. Rada will give us a short brief of what transpired there. Then under complaints and mandatory reports, 377 complaints were received for the period under review. The inspectorate dealt with or received 16 cases of unnatural deaths and 152 natural deaths, 2,089 cases of segregation were referred to the office. There were 98 incidents of the use of mechanical restraint and 49 cases of the use of force. An overview of this account is also written in our report. Then in terms of the community of oversight and stakeholders engagement, out of 308 ICCV posts, we have managed to fill so far 280 ICCVs as of 31 December 2013. For the period under review, the Directorate Management Region has had the task of making preparation for the hosting of Inspectorate's 2012-2013 annual report. Annual report to stakeholders, as the judge has explained, and we went to different places to do presentation in this regard. We continue to conduct performance audits on our ICCVs. 30 audits were conducted for the period. We have provided an overview of the minimum standards of delivery of ICCVs in our report. During the quarter, 404 complaints were referred to and discussed at VC meetings. 198 of these complaints were referred to Directorate Legal Services to be dealt with. In brief, Honourable Chairperson and Members of Parliament and Your Worship, my judge, this is the summary of the quarter report. I thank you.
I'd ask Mr. Rada to deal with the Mangaung.
Good afternoon, Chairperson. Thank you, Judge, Honourable Members, and colleagues from the Department of Correction Services. Mangaung, as we sit here today, I'll give you a quick rundown from the last time we have spoken. The investigation is at this stage. I'm not going to give you minute detail because it's an ongoing investigation. But we managed to interview 19 inmates, not all at Manga Home. They were transferred across the country, so what we had done, we had interviewed on the previous occasion inmates at Manga Home. I think there were about four at Khurplay. And then our team of inspectors had visited Khudumut to Johannesburg, to Leeukop, etc. So we have 19 pieces of evidence. The majority of them, in fact, I should also say this, that in respect of seven, I believe, we conducted the interview in the presence of the attorney for who was representing the inmates. They all alleged, by and large, incidences of being injected with a drug, which led to, in one form or the other, incapacitation. So there's, on the one level, on the prima facie level, there's evidence from inmates or averments by inmates that they were injected. We also spoke to medical staff, including the medical doctor who administered these injections, the head of the clinic at Manga Home and on, who, on our request, provided us the medical reports in respect of those who still at Manga Home. And who confirmed, we had a good discussion trying to understand from a medical perspective with regard to, is this allowable or not? And the medical doctor there who administered these drugs had indicated that, yes, they were in those circumstances. So the current situation is we have a dispute with from the inmates who alleged that it was unlawfully and in circumstances not administered properly, and from the Manga Home authorities, that from the medical personnel, that we did what we needed to do in those circumstances as medical professionals. I gave a brief, that's where we are essentially. We've got two pieces of oral evidence. Now, we also have medical reports, and it's a difficult investigation to do. There's tons and tons of information. But we're at the stage now of trying to secure as lawyers and as inspectorate, it's not within our expertise to read medical reports with regard to the nature of the drug administered, whether the type of mental illness this person was suffering from or his behavior required an injection. So we're at the stage now of trying to, of course, it's not difficult, we've tried to look around the country for a forensic psychiatrist essentially, somebody from Falkenberg or from university, to peruse these records and give us an opinion as to whether the opinion of the medical staff at Manga Home as to their view, in their professional opinion, these drugs could be administered in that manner. We need a professional independent opinion there. As lawyers and as the inspector, we don't have that expertise. And we envisage in the next 2 weeks or so of hoping to secure a forensic medical psychiatrist to review some of those records and give us some guidance. We have a factual dispute. He said, she said, and now we've got expert evidence which needs to be assessed. That's where we are with Manga Home in respect of the injections. I'm also... We are advised that the Manga Home investigation from the departmental side, which is overseen by Regional Commissioner Motise, had been completed, although they have a report, and that report was provided to the department's head office. The inspector hasn't had sight of that, and it's in my last discussion with Mr. Motise, I'd say that we back it in 2014 with everybody back to work, and we'd want to see that report as well. So that chairperson, members, judge, is briefly Manga Home. Unable to make any definitive statements with regard to whether there was liability or there wasn't, because for the reasons I've just alluded to now. That in respect of Manga Home, if I may, chairperson, with your permission, judge, I'm going to ask my colleague Leonard D'Souza to give you an update on the Durban matter, which we discussed on the previous occasion, and an update as to where that matter was, with a bit of background and what the current status is.
Thank you. Our Durban investigation findings are summarized in this report that we've given to you from page 20 to page 27. And it centers around three topics. Basically, the first topic is assault of inmates by officials. The second topic will be the alleged protest and hunger strike by certain inmates. And then the last one is the mass transfer of inmates. Currently, we are waiting for the Correctional Services investigation report, as well as the last interviews that our own inspector is currently doing with some inmates at other correctional centers. And we'll once receive all that, we will be able to finalize our report. Thank you.
I may just add the rider there. One will we have recalled that the incident had taken place at Durban Medium B, if I'm not mistaken, and then a number of inmates were transferred around the country, which required our team to travel around and look for these inmates and secure their status. Thank you, Chairperson. And then, Judge, we can give a brief update also on the Mdansane matter, which we had spoken about the last time and we were ready to give you. If Chairperson, with your permission, we can just give you an update there. And I'm going to ask Mr. Mashlava, Professor Mashlava, to give you that report quickly.
Thank you, Mr. Raga. Good afternoon, colleague. I'm just going to give you a brief background of Mdansane. What had happened at Mdansane was on the 1st of November, in the evening, around 10:30, a fight broke out in one of the juvenile cells. From that fight, it led to another cell, and to the third cell, and to the fourth cell. So there were four cells that were fighting. It was inmates on inmates, the different gangs that were fighting there. And as a result of the fighting, one of the inmates died. And then some of the findings that I'm the one who did the investigation, and some of the findings was that there was, the fight had started on the 30th of October, and then on the 30th of October, nothing was done. It was just, let me just put it like this, sorry. So what had happened, the fight started on the 30th of October, where one inmate stabbed the other inmate, and then it was quiet from the 30th and the 31st, and then on the 31st, the other gang member decided to retaliate, and this is where the fight happened. And then also when we did our investigation, there was a whole lot of things that we looked at, such as the search registers, as the officials if they were doing their searches or surprise searches. And one of the things we found was that on the night of the incident, there were only two officials on duty for that unit, which comprises of 1,147 inmates. There was only two officials who were checking the whole unit. And also that during the month of October, the searches that were done by the officials, there were only two surprise searches that were done on the 7th of October and also on the 24th of October. And then some of the items that were found during those searches were self-made knife, a sharpened object, old padlocks, a cell phone. Also a cell phone was found in one of the cleaner's positions, the 61 rand, extra sheets, and then also blankets. And then we also found that the department, when dealing with these gang issues, they were not following their own B orders, and that when there is a fight, there is a fight among gang members, they have to report the fight, must be reported to SHS. And then after those incidents, there must be searches that were must conducted. But we saw that on the 30th, after that fight, there was no search that was conducted by the officials. They just wrote there was a fight, and then the inmate was taken to another section. But they didn't conduct the search. For 2 days, there was no search. And then also until the fight, when the fight broke out. And then when the fight broke out, the stuff that was found on the 1st, they found 30 self-made knives, 8 stainless steel objects, 1 broken frame of Sonolo TV, 1 original knife, 5 blunt objects, 1 padlock, 17 is Jumbani, 3 Nokia cell phones, 1 SIM card, 3 chargers, 1 teaspoon, 25 BC Snoopies, 3 Baka Snoopies, 18 pieces of broken window panes, 1 loose electrical wires, 23 Baka Snoopies, an identity document. Again, it's one of those things where we say, you know, searches. If they conducted a proper search, will this thing be found? And again, but a proper and a full report will be provided to the committee. Thank you. It's Jumbang is when the inmate take the padlock, and then either they can put it in a or fresh bones from chicken bones or any bones, they can put it in a shed, and it's and then they tie it, and then it's used, and then you can use, and then you can that's when you can start eating the other inmates.
You know, Judge, if I take the again, it's for our legacy report. If you take the last report given to us, my concern is that these incidents happened 2013 October, November, whatever you say that happened. Parliament is receiving the report 5 months later. Whatever recommendations come out would probably 6 or 7 months, if not a year old. I'm just wondering, how do we circumvent these type of things? You see, if you've got two officials to 1,100 people, and you report 6 months later, chances are if I send Zobu there to Delhi, he would find the same thing. So I don't know how. I'm not even getting to the merits of what they found or they didn't find. Just our reporting and intervention, because this is supposed to be intended for us to intervene. So that is just my concern. I mean, besides the horrific stories that you're giving us about 1147:2 and so on. So I don't know. That's just my worrying point. That we have that. It's just a comment. I think members would have to, when we do our legacy reports, apply our mind to that. I have a few questions. If I can kickstart, and members will carry on. On the basis of the verbal reports, I think, Mr. Racha, you indicated that part of the delay in providing reports is because offenders get transferred all over. My question is it coincidental or is it a deliberate sabotage ploy by DCS? So we just send these people all over so that they can't be found. That's my question. You must give me your opinion on that one. And I'm glad DCS is here because we'll raise the same questions to you and say to you, this is what Dix is saying. Let's talk about it. So that's the one that you need to answer. Just on the general reports, if I can refer to, and I just want clarity on this one, to page 49 of your report. On the top there. I mean, for starters, from page 42 of your report you submitted to us. Basically from page 42, Mr. Son, literally everything from page 42 talks about officials assaulting. Literally from page 42, all over. But the one that jumped out at me is the one on page 49. An inmate alleged that on the 12th of December, he was assaulted with a knife and has cuts on his back and he was burnt. And this was done by officials. Officials stabbing inmates. I mean, this is. From, I'm just asking the question, is that an accurate report? I just wanted that one, but I mean, my general report is that really from about page 42 members up to probably that page 59, everything is official assault. So I'm not getting into the detail. I'm sure members will get into the specifics. I'm just asking that case 22 on page 49. Did the official really stab? And then are the transfers coincidental or deliberate? and then members will have to apply their mind on the usefulness of having a quarterly report that we can't really intervene in now because it's too late. So over to you, Taj, and your team to solve those, and then I will thank members if there are any questions that they would need to raise. But in the meantime, if any of your team could just respond to those 3 points that I'm making. One is really a comment, it's really 2 points.
Thank you, Chairperson. In the Durban incident, many were transferred. And I'll just confirm with the investigator when there are instances when inmates are transferred to thwart a proper investigation. Which has the effect of sabotaging or delaying the administration of justice. In certain cases. Under the rubric, under the general decision to transfer because of overcrowding, and to pick these, to separate those from the bees when it's a mass kind of event, and for us to go and look for these people, the department had indicated to him that the reason for the transfer is overcrowding. And now you've got to go and, if I can use this, you know, separate the wood from the bees, and interview these people, one who were injured at the center, look for their records, then look at have they been transferred and which state they were transferred, and go look for them around the country. Now, the general rule, I'll just tie this up, is that nobody, in terms of DCS's own rules, must be transferred generally if there's a pending inquiry. And it creates that kind of difficulty when we have these question marks and we're not so sure, kind of thing. That's the first answer with regard to transfers during investigations. The second question, you, if I may, on page 40, it is true, the chairperson, that you've picked up now, the number of assaults by officials on inmates, in fact, from page 30, well, I think you've indicated for page 42, it starts right from page 37. 24 assaults during that period, and we've given the prima facie view, and of course, from the department side, I mean, we're reasonably patient, but this is part of the problem that we have one view from one side, and we extend the invitation for the department to, of course, provide the other view to make a decision. So, you'll see a DCS investigation report outstanding. That's the situation. With regard to page 49, sir, I'm going to admit that I don't have the fine detail here, and my memory is, I'm not going to even venture to give you even a finer, let's put it this way. I need to confirm exactly more than this, the nuances with regard to what you said here. I guess, and I don't want to venture, I guess, but I'm happy to provide that as soon as I get to the office. I do apologize for not having every fine detail in my head. Thank you.
I was not looking for fine detail. I just want to make sure it was not a type of error that the official actually said. It's the first time I've come across the stabbing by officials. That's why I was asking the question. You know, again, members, I'm going to allow you to speak. You know, again, I'm thinking about post-hour tenure. What comes to me, Baba Sabana, is that these things happen, whether they do or false, they happen. DCS, in all these cases, you say there's still an investigation going on, 6 months, 8 months later. And if they're guilty, obviously they're not going to report and say that indeed we stabbed somebody. I'm arguing that unless we use technology, Babadov, unless we use technology, the human will sabotage this thing, whether it's the official or whether it's the inmate. I'm not going to voluntarily say, yes, I saw my brother stabbing somebody, if I'm an official who saw somebody else or an inmate. Unless we have some other ways of dealing with this thing, I think we're going to be in trouble. I really do think that we are going to be in trouble because they will just deliberately not bring information forward. It's something that you have to, going forward, whoever is in this committee, think about. I want to repeat, you know, I think the paper on Sunday, Baba Shavala, And that is why I'm so adamant that we win this case. In the newspaper on Sunday, there were women that were complaining that they went into Woolworths, I think to do shopping, and their bags were searched, and that in one of these shops, I'm sorry to use the name, but one of these big supermarkets, I don't remember which one, there actually is CCTV cameras. Now I'm saying if there's CCTV cameras for people who take your own money to buy a loaf of bread, and it's justified, how can we argue that it is intrusion when there's this type of thing happening? Do you understand what I'm saying, Mark? So I really do think that there must be some political will to deal with this thing. Everybody is a big brother wherever you go. Lava to lava, who continually do these things. We defend them and we say, no, no, you can't do that much because you're drinking. There must be something wrong. There has to be something wrong because it's being manipulated by either the gang leaders inside or manipulated by the officials. Just because we are not changing with the times as DCS. I suppose let's put that on the table. What needs to be done? I'm so convinced that we need some sort of surveillance. I am convinced that we need some sort of surveillance that is managed independently of the official and the inmate. Unless we do that, I think we just wasting at this time. But I hope that Mom Nguyen, yeah? And then followed by Baba Ndlovu, and then Abraham, and then Kwele, and they will allow you to respond, and we'll take a second round. Mom Nguyen, yeah?
Thank you, Chairperson. And also thank you for the presentation of the report. Chairperson, I agreed with you, although our term now is about to finish. But I think as long as we are living and as long as we are still members of this South Africa, we'll get a way of dealing about these challenges that we have in correctional services. Yes, it's true. The report is full of assault of the inmate and assault of the officials. That bring us back to this sense that we still need to have a solution how to deal with it. It is not a small thing, this thing of game. We thoroughly plan how to deal with it. My question on the report here is that how long is the inspecting judge must wait for the report of investigation to come again? Because always their report is coming with the investigation. And I never get any report from the inspecting judge that coming with a response from the department. Kusho ukuthi into nje ehlala ikontinuayo njalo. Ngathi chapter then the department to me doesn't take serious report that is coming from inspecting judge. If I can take all the documents of inspecting judge, all of them, for the whole 5 years, there's no report that can that is bringing a response from the department on the funding that the inspecting judge has found in the RCCV when they go to the centers. We don't get that sense that this is the report that is coming from the department in terms of responding on their findings on their work. So, another thing that I want to check, the shortage of staff also is a challenge in correctional service. Because for one cell that is having 70 or 80 people or 1,000 people, but you find that officials there are two there or three. That's why they are getting on this assaulting or being killed. Because no one must kill each other here. No inmate must kill the officials. No officials must kill the inmate. But as long as we're having this shortage of staff, we are going to counter the assault of the officials and assault of the inmate. In terms of transfer, Chairperson, it looks like the officials, they see that this is the solution for them. When the inmate fight, the solution for them is to transfer them to another center, and the case closed. For example, an example of that, when you go to oversight check, you'll find an inmate show you a finger that my finger was cut, I was in Devon, Westville, but now they remove me to another center and my case is no more attended. So the clients are boom, you're going to be transferred. That's the only solution that they have. Now, Chair, my question is, but this question, Chair, must go to the department, although today they are not going to answer us. When did they, when is the last vetting of the officers? Because it looks like we inmates are served by people who are not vetted. People who doesn't know what is their work in correctional service. That is an illegal to our band. It's a official state who correctional service. In terms of Mangaung, Chairperson, I still feel strong that we need a thorough report. Because Lapaya, we need to take Mapig and Mapotol in terms of that center. I don't want to say it now. If that brings me back to this committee, when we come back, it's where I am going to deal with Mangaung, Chairperson. We need to deal about that center. Enough is enough. We cannot have a center whereby I cannot go there without making an appointment. When I must go there, I must make an appointment. But we are telling ourselves that we are in power and the center, it belongs to us. The issue of Mangaung is not yet a finished strategy. Even if we are out, we'll follow it out. We'll follow up on it. I think that those people who are going to be in this center, because that center, if we don't look thoroughly, Uguti Seven Aranjani, if it is the Sagit of South Africa, as it appears, Uguba Nesilo Eginjian and Lassemanga Wu, if not, was good control. Chairperson Zuma Lap.
Mama Mangwe. Baba Zuk. And then after that, it will be Ubaba Taylor and then Mani Abraham Isar Fogg. And then we'll take questions, we'll come for second round. Baba Zuk.
Thank you, Chairperson. Firstly, Chairperson, can I support you on the statement that you made about the big brother and the small brother? Because we have discussed this matter extensively last year and so on, and I don't think a person who's got a full senses now of understanding what is going on. Any person who can read this this report will see that you are factually correct in every statement that we say. We are not saying, therefore, that there are people whose rights are being infringed. But we are saying that there are people who are using their rights on top of the other people's rights. Therefore, I totally agree with you that a decision has to be taken somewhere, somehow, to implement what we think is correct. That's the first one, Chairperson. The second question, Chairperson, that I wanted to raise is a principal question. Out of this report, you'll find that the investigation is still pending. Every now and then, the investigation is still pending. I recall, Chairperson, that we said there should be a triangle, that there should be a meeting of a triangle, a judge, department, under the chairmanship of the commissioner, to talk about these matters so that there will be an understanding. What happened to that meeting? How did they, because the question that we are raising, Chairperson, is a principal question. There is no need to deal with a report that is 6 months old. It doesn't work. It doesn't help us. It doesn't do anything good. We are trying to, we have to intervene and try to prevent things to happen. But you can't prevent things to happen in 2000, what happened in 2010. Today, you can't do that.
because the person who is buried in 2010, you can't even recognize him or her today in the grave. That's what we're talking about. That's the principle that I'm trying to talk about. Because this final that we agreed upon was that GICS, the department, and the national commissioner will come up with a system that will make them understand of what is supposed to be done as soon as possible. That's my problem, Chairperson. We agree with things and we don't implement those things. What happened to that agreement? Chairperson, what happened when the official assault the image? How long does it take? Who says what to who, when? Who says what to who, when that has been found out that an official has assaulted the inmate? If the inmate really was wrong, let us say the inmate was not wrong. As the case said, I'm using your case, Jefferson. What really happened? What happened? How long does it take to the action? Does it take 6 months? A week? How long does it take? That's a problem that I'm facing, Jefferson, because we are talking one the same thing. We will be talking like this in that towards the end of our financial year. We will be saying the same thing, Jefferson. I get bored of saying one the same thing, Jefferson. I've been to Jefferson somewhere in one of my areas. They always tell me that don't talk about the things that have already passed. Talk about the things that's going to happen. I don't want to talk about things every now and then, one the same thing every now and then, Jefferson. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Baba Zobu. Baba Sir.
Thanks, Chairperson. I will support the Honorable Zobu when he says that we did, in one of our meetings, say that the judge, the National Commissioner, or the acting National Commissioner, should meet and discuss some of these matters. And the issue that was at hand was the filling of vacant posts and the budget. Well, we are hearing that they have met, but there were no tip about what happened because they had expected 6 million, they got 8 million. The question that I would like to ask from the inspecting clerk office was there an agreement with the department that they were going to get 16 million and then the department renegade out of that agreement? Then another issue that of great concern, you see, all of us are very concerned about where they say status, where the department is supposed to make recommendations of amend. You'll find that in this whole document, there are very few comments that are in the document. That alone is a serious problem, of which I think the officials that are here must tell the leadership there that we are really concerned about this. The second person, there's a page here. There are a number of pages. It's hard in my name. But one that really, what, that one really makes me wonder what is happening in our system. You see, there's an inmate who page 74. The place is where an inmate by the name of NB is under media mail. It says here that inmate didn't want to say. When he was searched, they found 5,400 rands. Then you ask yourself, how did this money get into the center? Who put that money? These are the challenges that are facing correctional services. And all of us, I think we need to join hands in trying to help the situation. There's another one here where they say there was no head of center. Yeah, Elliot, yeah, let me see. Elliot. Page what? Page 10. Yeah. Yeah, it's page 10, Chairperson. They say there's no HCC or officially appointed. meaning that the one who's leading in that sector. It's an allegation that they are, a serious one, head of state. Then another one in Lukop. Kitchens were found out of order in Lukop. Now you ask your staff a question, is the court? Is it the court? Yeah, the court. Out of order. Does it mean that there was no cooking taking place in Lukop? I'm not sure what is that, Mr. Chairperson. And then in the last one, Chair, because there's a Center for Robertson, where it is alleged that a security official is an educationist. Now the question is he trained to educate? Does he have a diploma to educate the inmates? These are just problems that are facing us as this committee. And we hope that the officers that are going to take these things very seriously, because they are not correct. Thanks, sir.
Thank you very much. And then Mr. Abraham.
Thank you, Chairperson. Chairperson, you know, as a confirmed retiree, this thing doesn't agree. Why the hell am I going away? You see, over the last 4 years plus, we have seen some of the reports. And it seems to me, Chair, that we are destined to see the same future. My problem, Chair, basically is that we seem to be looking at peripheral issues. I always ask if something happens. Not what happened, but why did it happen? What is the cause of it happening? And unless a person, one looks at the root cause of problems that lead to the type of behavior that he reported here, and find remedies for those causes, we are not going to win. I mean, everything in our country, where there is a problem, violence erupts, service delivery protests, young people form expectations are created that there would be anniversary loans and things like that, and they pitch up at the institution and find that there's nothing for them. Violence erupts. Burning takes place. A chairperson, unless that overall cause is addressed, the cause is determined and addressed, we are not going to see, a future committee is not going to see a reduction in what we have before us. Now, Chairperson, let us look, for example, at the variety of problems that have been enumerated here. You are quite correct, Chair, by saying that by the time the report comes here, and let's be honest, Chair, let's be very honest, Parliament is hopelessly marginalized. All we are able to do here is we listen to the problems. We are not an executive body. We are a legislative and oversight body. And that's where the problem ends. All we can do is depend on the goodwill of the department to implement whatever needs to be done. I think in our legacy report here, that should come out very clearly. Met ander woorde, voorzitter, ons is maar net te praat. Chairperson, the question I would like to put to the Judicial Inspectorate. You receive a complaint. You hear about it, or it's in some way reported to you, or whatever. Could I understand the Graad wat ek het gesitter is ASTGP, beteken upper standard 10 gepas, dis my graad. Ek is dom, ek wil weet. The moment you get the complaint, what is your first step? And when you take the first step, what is the time lapse? And after the first step, what are your subsequent steps? And at what point, after you know of the problem, are you able to tell the department that this is our finding, this is what we have found, and you need to remedy this? Because unless we have those type of systems, Jefferson, that something is picked up and there is some other way of addressing it post-haste, we are still going to sit with this kind of difficulty and problems. Chairperson, yes, we have a wonderful constitution. It enshrines many rights that the individual has. And I say, Chairperson, that the individual, that creation of Almighty God, is a touchstone of value. Society and the state exists because there is a multiplicity of individuals for their benefit. Now, if that is what we believe in, sir, then we must also look not only at the situation of the inmate. The inmate is a vulnerable species. We need to handle that inmate with care. The inmate has been put into our care, and we have a responsibility to our society and the inmate to see that we do our utmost, that the inmate is looked after in terms of whatever human rights principles there are, and taken care of. On the other hand, sir, the officer whose task it is to do that also has rights, also has human rights. And I always look at the television screens when you have a band of officers in uniform. And here you have, for argument, say 1,000 people armed with pangas and knotkiris and asakais, and let me dare say also firearms. And an officer, all he has is a service pistol, and perhaps some shields and that sort of stuff, and water cannons and what have you. And when the officer sees somebody in the crowd producing a firearm and feels that he or her life is threatened, they shoot. And when they shoot, and that person drops, that firearm is gone, you'll never find it. Because there are many others there that will pick it up and see that it is never found. That officer also has human rights. Chairperson, I round up by saying that there is something structurally wrong in our society. There is something gravely lacking. And unless we are prepared to address that, you can argue about poverty, which is rampant in our society. You can argue about unemployment. It is rampant, sir. And we see no end to unemployment ending. But, Chairperson, that does not give anybody the right to go around and take away other people's lives, no matter who that person is. To go around and damaging property. Chairperson, for every penny that you burn down, like one has been burned down this morning in Zitobeni, Now, Jefferson, you will need to put up 10 new clinics. This is on to a further burden. So, Jefferson, we need to address the root causes of why our society has become so violent. And unless you do that, Chair, take it from me, Chair, I'm not a prophet. You're much younger than me. You live longer than me. I pray for you. And Mama, I pray for you that you come back here. But these things will not change unless we address the root causes. Thank you.
Mark Agula indicated he wants to speak. He's not here. But I'm going to allow, I hope he comes back, I'm going to allow Sal and then Pali. I don't know, I beg your pardon. Meneer Mes, Arthur Mes, is al gevolgd voor de heer Mampaliso. En na Mampaliso is Magula terug, dan gaan we het voor hem van hem zitten zijn. Dan gaan we het terugkomen. Zo boeien we. Let's allow members to ask, because many of these things will find presence in our legacy reports. I'm going to summarize those that I think you need to answer. Many are going to find presence in our legacy report after we've discussed it. So I hope you guys are taking note on that side. So let me start Advocate Mass and then Kampaliso, and if Mark Agula here will afford him an opportunity, and then we will put some pointed questions to you that members have brought the rest of the comment. But let's start with you, Advocate Max.
I just want to say that if you read this report and you see at the last column that indicates that the thoughts investigations are going to be conducted by the department, they have to report back. Now, last year we had several of these reports. And once you take this report and you compare it with your annual report of the department, then the two actually speak to each other in the sense that both of these reports indicate a lack of controls within the department. If you take for once an incident here at Malmesbury, Medium A, page 46, where it is stated that on the 1st of 11, 2013, at about 11:50, offender Calvin Clyde, that the inmate attempted to commit suicide by putting a rope on his neck and jump down the stairs. Now the inmate was not supposed to be in possession of a rope. So if you take those things in the kitchens which Baba Taylor is referring to was out of order, the pots and the assaults and the 5,400 rand in possession, etc., etc. It is clear that the systems which is supposed to be maintained and be implemented and maintained is not in existence. So, on that score, I would like to request, it will be this thing when I'm not here anymore, that the department should really come, instead of the individual things, also, come and explain to us, how are they going to rectify these things? How are they going to ensure that the controls are in place and being maintained to prevent these things to happen in the future? This is all I want to say, but otherwise, it's a serious problem. Thanks.
Thank you very much. Can we refrain from using names? I know we had said that in the past. It might be a slip up on your side. This becomes a public document. And we don't want you to then get into trouble because you are being so graphic about somebody. In future, AD is fine, or VS is fine if you were referring to Vincent Smith, but going forward, please do not put the individual's name. I thought we had discussed that. Kanos Naidu Khan.
Thank you, Chairperson, of the portfolio. It is disappointing at this stage of the term that we are still discussing like an old record player, the very same thing, that long player. But nevertheless, we did discuss Mara is even late to Mamunyak, the wedding that she was dressing, and she was not granted the benefit of seeing officials of DCS invited after we saw a 26 in Zwelobele. corrected who was naming his dog a president soon, which was very disgusting. And that official is still enjoying doing what he's doing. So we do have these rotten apples among the good officials. My concern is really two officials having to look or search a thousand inmates. It's a concern. Really a concern. We are all human. I'm not a shop steward, but I'm human. And just raising it. So that one will really have to reflect on our legacy report, because it's a real vacancy of staff, the compliments that the staff have to do, and that's why the searching is not happening. And that's why we are sitting with all of these objects in the center. Nevertheless, we are searched when we go there. Even if we go unannounced. I like to go unannounced to centers. And they search me, and I allow them to do that because it's the right thing to do. I can also come and bring something, member of parliament that I am. I can go on human. I can go with something very unlawful, taking it for image by the law inside of Trenton. So I allow them to search me. Now, who is these people who go in the centers who are not searched, who bring us this embarrassment in this governance of us? Is it official? I think. Because how does Dakar go in? How does image smuggle if it's not an official who brings Dakar into a cell? Although in Goodwood they said it is a cat that brought the Dakar into the cell. I'm not a cat. I'm not a cat. To me, really, it's about the negotiations or relationships in good faith of DCS and DICS. If there is a real, as the acting commissioner Dolingana has said, there is a relationship, we must experience it. We must have the benefit of experiencing it, reflecting in the reports that DCS and DICS does go along, what they negotiate would benefit the change of the environment out of their negotiation. And that is what happening. So now, to me, the question mark that I'm putting there. Other one is that, if really for the first time I need to say this, when I came to this portfolio, there was no this such reports or this sort of reports of six. Because they are there, they are piled in my account. So this was also an eye-opener for us. And historically, it is history, and it was historically eye-opener for us to see, to benefit the inside story of ETCS. So the role of GICS was also helping empowering us to give us what is the real issues that we need to look at and what we recommend as members and what we advise. We did give our advice. It's a pity the acting commissioner is not here, because to me she must be here, or the COO must be here. Once management's highest level must be here when we talk, engage the GICS reports, because they are the ones who have to give us the benefit of responding and give us the benefit of advising one another, give us the benefit of the way forward, of working together to give us a way forward out of this mess that we are in. Otherwise, the Mangaung one is the question of the PPPs. I will also have to reflect in our legacy report, because if these PPPs, we have a cry out of private sector controlling DCS and controlling and harassing and doing what apartheid has done in that center. Because what is happening in these PPPs is what happened in the apartheid days. So for us, we have to reverse that one about these PPPs, because these PPPs, the only solution is that DCS must take over its functions and its mandate. We must not, as COSATU has said, outsource ourselves, outsource us and ourselves out of our service that we have to render, and the transformation that we are about to do, and the redress that we have to make. Otherwise, we will sit with business chair and go.
All right. I think the questions that you might have to respond to directly is an issue order. Certainly, members want to know, what is the average turnaround time between you having investigated, presented your findings to DCS, and for DCS to respond to you? Because they keep on saying we are investigating. If you don't have it, tell us. But that seems to be everybody's concern, that last column. The second issue that you might want to respond to is the issue around budget, the 18 million, the 16 million and the 8 million. I think Baratelli asked what the ranking of it. I think more importantly, you should be telling us what the impact will be if you ask for 16 and you only got 8. Because that's really what we want to know. What is really the implication of getting half of what you required? So the 16 and the 8, I think his question was any discussions around that, if you can answer that one for us. And then maybe a comment on, as Maliso was saying, you're giving us insight. Maybe you need to comment on your view of this 2:1147 type of thing. The staff shortages, we've discussed it and discussed it. Maybe you guys must tell us. I mean, all the other stuff, I'm hoping DCS understand that it will be either part of our legacy report or you're going to respond to. The vetting can't be something that is done by six or responded to by six. The deliberate transfers, they've given us their comment. You'll have an opportunity to rebut it or to respond to it. Security, trained people, being educationalists, is it really adding value to us? I think there's a comment being made generally, and maybe if you want to, you must respond to it, Zix, but it's really about your effectiveness. How you become toothless. You investigate, you ask them to do things. I mean, that's a discussion we had a long time ago. I think we're writing our report to the department, I mean, to the committee, but if you still want to comment on it, you can comment on it. And then, of course, stuff raised by itself, by Mr. Mack and others around improvement of control and so on are really not yours. So just talk to us about, do you really feel that what you are doing, you've got the tools of the trade to do? At six. What is the impact of getting only 8 instead of 16 that you requested? It has got a service delivery implication. What is your experience around, you investigate, you present your findings, you wait for DCS to come back? I think it was Mangwenya or somebody. Truly. We've never seen a final report. Even Mangaun, we're still waiting for a final report. Every time we're told, it is in, it's work in progress. So the time lags in between those. And then, of course, just generally, do you think you've got the tools for the trade? I mean, that's something you can talk to. If you don't want to talk to it, it's also fine because we understand. We will deliver it in our legacy report. In any order, you could answer those questions for us. Thank you very much. And then we might take a second round if members want to take a second round. But really, those comments and it's the flavor that will go in our legacy report going forward. Anyway, Baba, Sabalala, and everybody else.
Thank you, Chairman. My observation is that this delay is caused by the whole arrangement of reporting. And the CCVs, CCVs report to us, we compile reports. But what we compile is something we should only present after 3 months. And then the department, which is the department concerned, TCS, and to their officials, the head of centers, they do respond. It takes time. I was talking about this today, complaining about this last column. and I was given the latest report which was compiled for the same period. Now, the inspection was done in October, 2nd October, 2013. It's involving Graham's County Correctional Center. It was a report about a simple thing like fire extinguishers not being replaced and so on. A letter was sent to them in November. They only responded on the 4th of February. They just reported now about those extinguishers. So the procedure, the whole procedure itself, lends to delays. That's the first point. The assistant, the CEO and myself, had to go and give evidence on an extradition matter, something similar to Tijuana. The difference in these cases are three fugitives who went to London. Two were charged with fraud, and one was charged with drugs. They say they will come back because the correctional centers here, in the correctional centers here, they'll be assaulted and so on and so on. They are not safe. So that's the argument. I was surprised when I was being questioned by the attorney heading for this, one of these people. This is Judge Sabrana. What's your relationship with CS? I said, on a professional basis, we've got problems. But on a person-to-person, we relate very well with each other. And he said, no. Okay, now, they've done the search. That minutes from this committee, we never received them, we only received them there. There was a big panel, minutes from particular committee. Say, look at facial results. It's a public document. You said this. You can read it. Judge Shabalala said, that you actually have. It was so embarrassing. Because now, the whole world knows that whatever we're doing, we're not being effective. Now, they were saying, how can you say if these people are extradited to South Africa, you, as chiefs, will monitor their stay in these prisons when you have no power at all? You know, it was so difficult for me to answer properly because what I say is true. Then all I could say is that we have oversight and we have persuasive input. If we say a thing is wrong, that becomes persuasive and something can be done. And in any event, in this case, we're repeating here. It's not us who have made an attacking, it's GIS. GIS has made an undertaking that these people, if they are brought here, they'll be taken to transfer prison and the police and civil service and so on and so on. So they say, what guarantee you people, you say you have oversight, but you can't guarantee us. And I end up saying that, look, it's not us who have put up these guarantees. It's GIGS. I'm sorry, it's DCS. But we will monitor what DCS does. And we'll go to Parliament and say, this is the protest, and these were the promises, and this is not happening. Now, it becomes very difficult for us now, being judged by even foreigners, so that we can't, we have no effect whatsoever. I think we should try and reduce the reporting lines. It shouldn't take so long, you know, to report things. And I think there should be, as you said earlier on, electronic monitoring of these prisons. In the hope that the equipment will be set on and it will be set on, and then it will be able to find out what is happening. Because the way it's heading on, it's a big problem, Chairman. I don't see any solution. Now, it's the whole transfers where there's a problem, and thereafter, immediately, people are transferred, the inmates are transferred to various places. This happened in Front, when we got there, we told them these people have been transferred. All the people were suspected to be troublesome and transferred to other prisons. Now, my colleague here has been reporting the same thing about Manaun, about Dazan, about Devon. In all these centers where there's a problem. There's a problem, and then they transfer the people to other centers. By the time you get there, the people concerned are no more there. So, the investigators are to be traveling all over the place looking for these people for evidence. These are problems. I don't know. And that video evidence were given, they told me that they were expecting PCS to be there. PCS was not there. Now, I mean, even in a setup like that, which is international, they give undertakings, and when they're supposed to give irrevocable evidence, they don't pick up. So, I do not know how to solve the problem. Thank you.
with your permission, let me comment concerning about three questions that we asked Honourable Jefferson. The one is about the issue of the budget, whether implication concerning the half that we got. It, of course, it has a tremendous negative implication, because as I've reported, Honourable Shepherdson, that we then had to sit down and strategize in terms of seeing which poster we're going to start with and which one we're not going to do, the critical one. And as I've said, the thorn in my flesh is that the contract workers, whom terminating, they don't know what is happening with their future. Now I thought that maybe this will resolve their situation, but some will be, and the rest also are still going back to the issue of contract, working as contract. Of course, there was an agreement, but the mere fact of the approval of the new structure by the minister, and also it goes together with the allocation of funds. And I was then surprised in terms of saying, how do they come into the conclusion of providing us with 8 million? That I don't know. I was just told that this is the amount that you're going to get, and then after you must work on that amount. Which of course also it boils down to the question of our funds being handled by the department. This is what we get. And also, let me comment also on the issues of, as the chairperson has said, the security official doing the education task. And let me state this to the House, that I have 18 years of experience working for DCS before I was appointed to CHICS. And out of that 18 years of working for DCS, for 4 years, I worked as an educationist. It can't be correct. Definitely, it can't be correct that a security will be given a task of being an educationist. That it cannot be correct. That's my opinion on that. And lastly, it will be the question of the effectiveness of CHICS. With my little experience now of being an acting CEO, I have noticed with regret that DCS, they don't take us there. And of course, it is my humble plea and let me say my humble prayer that I wish that the real thing members of the portfolio committee might come back and if it might happen that this could not be resolved in terms of giving us that independence, it will be like we are going to start afresh with new people if they are going to have new people. So it's my prayer that such should happen. I thank you, Chairperson.
You hear the size. I'm going to allow, if you want to comment or ask a question, I'm going to allow a 3-minute rule. If you want to comment, in 3 minutes, but we can't be having political input. So if you want to comment in the second round, in 3 minutes, I'm not sure if everybody wants to have a second bite. We'll again allow DCS to comment if it's a question directly or if it's a comment for our own purposes, and then we will try and wrap up and summarize. Let's start with Mam Gwenya. Anybody else wants to? Kwela, you follow Mam Gwenya. Anybody else? Just those two. All right. Mam Gwenya and then Kwela.
Okay. Thank you, Chairperson. Chairperson, firstly, I wanted to say that I don't think that we've agreed with this judicial investment judge in correctional basis by mistake. There was a need for them as Ambassador was outlining it. Now, I want to check with the inspector in charge, the Babu Masondo, then after Nitolele ate Nimon, did you write a letter to ask the department why are we getting the 8 million and what was the response out of that? Because there must be a response. But if there was no response, I'm worried to see. It shows the undermining of them. Then, Chair, I think, Chairperson, although we're not God, we're not this committee, but I believe on the mercy of God that we'll be back and we will still work for this committee. Even if we are not members of this committee, we can be alternative to come and assist, because this is a deployment, it's not our career, it's a deployment. So, person, there's a challenge on this thing of a judicial inspector in charge in terms of the department and them. Their relationship is not effectively, and I hope the members that are here, officials that are here, they observe themselves that there is a problem. Hopefully when we come back today, we are going to get a clear sense of what is happening. Thank you, Chairperson.
No, thank you, Chairperson.
I would like to concur what Member Palis and Winnie have just said, insofar as the integrated unit is concerned. And also to say that we need to remind ourselves that this is the office that was formed by this present government under the leadership of Bafokeng. And therefore, there is a mission for this office. The mission is this, that we're discussing as we are here. Previously, we didn't have this information. We're just waiting what we think is good. At least now we've got the information in front of us. But what's needed, insofar as I can see, is to strengthen the working relationships between the business and the inspectorate. Another issue that I wanted to highlight for the officials of DCS to take into account is the very same earlier day where there was no nurse appointed, no doctor visited for 10 months. That is page 11. No doctor visited for 10 months. That is a serious problem because people get sick. Even ourselves, we get sick. Now, if there's no nurse, one is on study leave for 2 years. And there's no replacement for that for those years, meaning that the inmates are not being helped. It's a serious problem. And I'm just asking our officials to take this report to the acting national commissioner. And you go through it and take it very serious. Thank you.
No, Chairperson, I don't think we'll use the 3 minutes. Chairperson, the principle that we should ask ourselves is that what should happen when the people don't meet and discuss issues? What should happen? Who's supposed to intervene? Because there is a problem. It means there is a problem. I've listened to the judge correctly, listened to him carefully, when he say you are supposed to be with DCS in the video interview, but they didn't show up. What happened if people look down on other people's positions? What happened? That's the question that I'm raising. It can't be in the Lakers report, but something somewhere it has happened. Because if we are saying we are creating a budgetary committee, and the budgetary committee is not doing the budget thing, what does it do? It sits there and wastes a lot of money. It can't be. Something has to happen. That's what I'm pleading for, Chair. Thanks.
Chairperson, thank you so much. I think I would like to endorse the argument of my colleagues with regards to the need for this for judges to exist. However, to ensure much more effectiveness, I think first priority for the new team is going to take over with the new government after the elections is to ensure, to make it a priority to ensure the independence of judges. The independence. Own budget, own positions and posts which they can advertise. They are dependent on the department which they have to have oversight role of. So that is a huge obstacle. The next one is, is there any consequence management? Is there consequences for the department not to comply with reports and requests objects? Is there none, what is the reason for the existence of objects. So those are the two things which, for me, in my view, is very, very critical. Thank you.
Please don't give us the next resource. Firstly, Chairperson, this report that has been tabled before us today, I think that the committee should resolve here to call upon the department to respond in detail to all the issues that were raised here to the committee. What has it done about every matter that has been raised here? Secondly, Chairperson, the issue of time frames is extremely important. We are dealing here with human lives, and there needs to be a time frame, Chair. I maintain, Chair, that when anybody takes the trappings, you have to draw the coach. And this issue of making arrangements with a body created in terms of a statute and not keeping your appointment, and you are a state departmental official or officials, is totally unacceptable, Chair. Cannot be accepted. And we need to be very firm, Chair. Unless we are prepared to do that, you will find no change here. It will be business as usual. Thank you very much.
Were there any negotiations when your 16,000 was reduced to 8,000? That's just 16 million, I think your partner was reduced to 8 million. Were there any further discussions or negotiations?
Honorable Chairperson, no negotiations were reached when the money was reduced. I was just taken aback when I been told that the amount that you requested, you are going to get 8.3 million. And as I have mentioned in my briefing, is that currently, together with management, we were trying just to see how are we going to utilize that 8.3 million. Then after, let me explain. After that, I would have to take that to the department and then say to them, this is what we think that the money should be used in this fashion. And of course, I would then probably request also from them that they should, as Mangwenya said, they should also provide their reason in terms of why the rationale concerning the cut of this money. And the Chairperson, in relation to the consequences as an honorable member of Parliament of the Social Committee, Max, rather will respond to this, and also to the question of the time frames, which of course we have skipped in the questions that we have posed to us. Thanks.
Thank you, Mr. Mason, Chairperson. Chris answered to whether time frames exist on the department. On the part of the Department of Correctional Services within which to finalize reports, etc. There isn't an agreement between us and them, but I'm almost certain again, and that is a question that is put to the department with regard to when they manage their own processes, how long they give their own officials to investigate, to produce a report, and then finally to submit to us. And maybe as I'm saying what I'm saying, we need to tighten, I think, either in the regulations or in the rules that govern the relationship between us and them, to include time frames. There aren't any that exist at this stage, Chairperson. So what, as we talk about a reasonable time period, our reports reflect the efforts that we make and the communications we engage in with regard to the Department of Correctional Services. So that's the third answer. There is nothing in writing insofar as time frames between SHICS and the department. Within our own unit, within the institute itself, we do. We have time frames from the time one receives a complaint. I think someone else has asked that. That we need to register it, and we need to go and start to the communication with the department and the ICCV and so on. Sometimes we'll notice and we'll admit that we don't get to it in the time that we wish to. But we do have a system within ourselves with regard to time frames and then moving and escalating the matter up. That's the one answer. I think the question of the consequences against beyond my scope to answer, that's something for the department to incorporate in their own internal processes. Maybe I can just very, very quickly from institutional memory say that the and thank you for, I think members have said, that in this term, we had not produced quarterly reports before. I do know that it had started in a discussion from between Mr. Carlos at the time, and I believe Mr. Smith, and I don't know all the details. But the transparency and the openness, etc., we were quite happy to put our version on the table with regard to what we're doing. And then there was an agreement. I think the records will show there was an agreement between the CEO at the time and the Ms. Chiringana, who was in a previous position, the current COO, with regard to us in the area producing a monthly report which we sent to the department. We give them time to comment and come back to us. We send the quarterly report a good couple of days before, I don't know what exactly that time period is, to the department for them to comment on. So that system is in place. When I've spoken to individual regional commissioners, I've always, we have emphasized that it was important for regional commissioners in particular to designate somebody in their office, and I know in Gauteng, in the Western Cape, and many other regions have dedicated people to oversee what's happening on the ground in their own prisons. And I think maybe that's the aspect that we've spoken about in our annual report, that leaving it to a head of center to respond to us sometimes is not sufficient. The area commissioner and the regional commissioner at an international level, that needs to be tightened maybe, as I'm proposing as a solution. I'm not so sure, but I can't answer. That's my own personal view. And then lastly, I just want to place on record that it is true that our report is for the period October to December, that as at the end of this, well, when we drafted this report, we gave you a status as at then, and the last day or two, the department has started coming back. We put them under a bit of pressure before we came here, and it's not reflected on the report, but in respect of the inspections, and we make this available, they have given us answers. In other words, at Elliot Delta, too late, very late, and what we found then was then, but at Elliot Delta, indicated to us that the head of center had now been appointed. Of course, put them under pressure to give us an answer. We said we're coming here. So they rectified in respect only of the inspections I'm talking now, had given us answers which were about parenting issues at one of the other things, but can't remember the one. But just to put some, give you some perspective, I apologize that the update as it is today was not distributed. We make available. And in that respect only, DCS had come back to us in all but two or three matters, just to give some perspective. Thank you, Chairperson.
Thank you very much. Just a few comments. Let's start with the last one that you raised. Yeah? Oh, wait. No. You'll have it there in the 19th. There's just two or three comments. On your last one, sir, you know, you suggesting that we don't allow the warm body on the ground to do the investigation, that we allow the RC or the AC to do the investigation. You know, in the real world, if I am accused or need to respond, you normally get something that says you've got 21 days within which to respond. Failure to do that, we'll take a decision. Why do you have to wait? I don't understand, because it's part of the delaying tactics. In the real world, you've given a set number of days. And if you don't, whatever comes before that presiding officer will go and uncontest it. But in this department, you say, well, they take 3 years to respond, so we will leave it. I think you guys must come and say, we've given them sufficient time. They have not responded with sufficient time. This is our finding and this is our recommendation. And we take it from there, because that is going to put pressure on these people. I don't think escalating it to the National Commissioner is going to help your cause at all. I think you must put pressure by setting a date by which, if you have not received any response, you then account to Parliament accordingly. So that's the first thing that I wanted to say. The second one, just to our own members and to Mr. Mazondo. You know, we talk about 8 million that you've received This is the 16, and I'm saying it because we've got outside guests. The 8 million actually, and I'm not saying it's right or wrong, the 8 million actually represents a 25% increase on your budget. You move from 31 million. So 8 million is actually a 25% increase. And your 16 million would have been a 52% increase type of thing. It really is something that I don't think many departments would be able to, or even government would be able to afford. But we take your point that you're moving from a low base. But I thought just to balance it, 8 million represents 25% of what they started with. But we will still, of course, ourselves make comments on that one. The final one, again, is just the thought that I'm raising, because we can't talk and not learn or put proposals on the table so that we debate them and we get defeated, some of us. You know, around this thing of pending investigations, Judge Shabala, and as soon as the department finds that you are going to go to Leoko because that's where the problem is, they transfer people all over the country. Nothing keeps on my feet. You know, somebody is investigated, we send him to remand detention, to housing, while steps are doing the investigation and so on. Why I'm looking at our people, why don't we consider something like that? You know, something like a, and I don't know, I mean, pending investigation detention. So that we know that indeed university is causing problems in Leoko. You can't keep him there. But surely we should be able to say we're taking all these guys and we're taking them all to Kose, regardless of where they come from. So that those that are investigating know for a fact that he's no longer where he was, where he was creating problems, but he's in Kose. Because this thing that is happening by DCS, indeed it is part of your own processes of sabotaging. We know that. We know that. And I'm saying, let me create him. And say, it's fine, you can't give him a recall, but I mean, surely sending him to Kose or sending him to Barberton, what implications are the same? So why do you send him to Barberton? And the other one, you send him to Waterfall. Why don't we all send them to a center where they will remain until the investigation is done, so that we don't have this argument because we can't find the guy. And therefore the investigation dies a natural death. I'm saying we need to be more creative ourselves. And I'm just thinking about this thing, because unless we do something and pose the question, DCS don't do anything because it's in their interest not to do it, if indeed they're doing it to delay the process. So I think it's something that we must discuss, we must debate. It can't have cost implications, because we are transferring them somewhere. It can't have cost implications. I mean, if it were my company, I would all go and put them in one room because I know where to find them and I'm investigating them. Maybe you guys just look at that. If you're genuinely interested in saying, removing them because they're continuously creating problems where they are. Then move them to somewhere else where they won't create problems, but where it will be easy for us to go and interrogate them. All right. Okay, thanks. Baban Shabalala, we are from our side satisfied. These things will be incorporated in our report, but we'll afford you an opportunity to say your last say. And Mbambo, really, I hope I didn't come past too, but really will give you an opportunity next week, or on the 19th, to do your side. I didn't want you to complicate what you're doing with six. So you would have your, or even to defend it, you will defend it on the 19th, you're right. Let's give you the last word, Baba Shabala, and we will then take this and incorporate it in our legacy or handover report. You'll have the last word, Judge. If you want to. You have nothing for that. Thank you very much. The meeting is adjourned. We meet tomorrow at, hold on members, we're meeting tomorrow at 10 o'clock. Remember, you and I, not for two. We're meeting at 10 o'clock in S35. Behind. No, S35 is NCOP. At 10 o'clock in S35. Thank you very much, and to the department and to the inspector, thank you very much, and to our colleagues at the back, thank you very much. Meeting is adjourned.
No, actually. I didn't write proper, and then I said, no, let me run away.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you.
You see, this is the problem. The problem is that especially governing party members, some members, they will not want to do anything with the MPS. Because the slide is on the next election. I want to be back. I want the salary. My problem is that the God bless I'm uncomfortable. I'm holding on to it. I've done nothing from what I have been working on. I didn't have any access to the end of the I can speak out a bit more independently.
Yeah.
But other members, they're not so bad to take on the executive. The executive, well, does happen sometimes. Someone has done something controversial there. But that's the one get home. I'm the type of guy, like for example, I had a run in with a Masovic consultant. And I called her away. Because she delivered it. And the Secretary General of the ANC was here in November, so he was in the corridor. He stormed me like a buffalo bull. And tells me that, you don't sort out the problem with the listener, I'll have to come from Joburg to sort it out and you won't like the outcome. And then he tells me that over here, you don't present the farmers. Because I'm also a farmer. You don't represent the farmers. You represent the ANC. So I said, oh, because it's a general, and God let you tell me that I don't represent people. I represent only you people, the party. So the people don't matter to you guys. To do whatever you please. Now, you see, there are very few here that is very good to say so. Because, you know, then I will be realized.
I'm
discussion of ours is private. But no, we're
speaking.